He says, "Tough, it's not for Ayin Aleph." He says, "Kol Adam Asur Lechol Pas."
Aleph Pinchol.
Yeshua sees you about. They see Yochol Masal Teyavon. Right, and Aleph bread from the tenth hour on. Doesn't mean from the tenth hour on. Because you eat matzah l'teyavon, right? Doesn't really mean bread, but right, can't eat from the tenth hour. Tenth hour you can still eat. Of a boss of a yerek, who mini tav shall show you. A Rambam zal kosov of a lochu mat peor so you rock with a roll you molly crazy man. So that's the Rambam. He says, now he's like this. Now the Torah goes, now the Torah says, V'yayin mutter lishdos. Hein rav o ma'at. Can you go? Can you go where ta'avas ha'machol? So the Beis Yosef jumps in, and he says, "Divri Ravenu matmin." Right? It doesn't make any sense. Right? The Ha Isa Bereish Per Ketzad Mavarchin V'Chamra Misoid V'Harava Havashosi Chamra Kol Mali Yom Adipischa Ki Echi De Nigrare Lelibe V'Nechomat Tzvei Tuva Gorir Purta Soid. So our Gemara, yeah, just started the tour. Jeremy, the tour says in Hilchas Pesach that you can drink wine Erev Pesach. It says you can drink a lot or a little, because it makes you hungry. So the Beis Yosef says, how could the Torah say this? The Gemara openly says, a little bit makes you full. So the Torah should have just said, you can drink Rav, not Ma'at. So the Masu HaTosos, Tosos right over there on our Gemara says, Mikan Mashmer She'osur Lishdos Yayin Be'erev Pesach Min HaMincho L'Mala V'imrod Se Lishdos Yayin Zorach Lishdos Harbe. So the Tosa says you have to drink a lot. The Tuba Migrar Gor Alma de Porta Lo. So it's mashma you can't drink a little. Vim Kane, hey Kosar Rabbeinu, de Bain Ravo Ma'at Mutter. How could the Torah write you can drink a little too? The Efshar She Shum Mefaresh Cholik Al Svaras HaTosos. The Efshar She Shum Mefaresh Cholik Al Svaras HaTosos. Funny expression. Maybe somebody argues on Tosfos. V'hu sover deporta nami shori. Why? De'af agav disoid kitsas. Even though the Gemara says it's only soid kitsas. Eino soid kolkach sheyesor machmas kein l'shtoso ber pesach misho asiyus l'mala. That the tour wasn't buying it. He did not believe that when it says soid, it means soid to the degree that you're not going to be able to eat your matzah. It's soid, but it's soid a little. It's not soid like bread. The only problem then is, so why did, what was the question in the Gemara? And why did Rava only drink a lot? Right? So he says, V'hada amrinan v'ha Rava, Havishasi chamra kol mali yomo de pischa. So it's mashma that it's not soid, right? Lav lememra im iso dis soid hava osur lemishti. It's a big push. The Gemara is not saying that if it was soid, he wouldn't have drunk. Elo hochik omar. This is what the Gemara says. Heichi efshar lememar dechamra soid klal. How can you say that wine is satiating at all? V'harava shasile ki heichi denigrare lelibe. Now that's the Gemara's question. That it says Rava drank it to draw his hunger. You understand? So then any amount of soid is a kasha on that. You understand? The Gemara's kasha is because it says, not because Rava did it, because it says Rava did it to increase his hunger.
It's not assuming the halacha that you're not letting it be soid on Erev Pesach.
That's right. That's correct. It's not a kasha on the halacha that you're not let drink wine Erev Pesach. It's a kasha that's against, it's diametrically opposed to what Rava said he was doing. Right? Alma lo soid klal. The raya is not soil at all because Rava did it to increase his appetite. Adarava. Migargoria. It's an adarava. V'im kain purta. So then, according to the Gemara's maskana, a little bit, afagav disoid kitsas, shari. It's still mutter. The efshar demas nisen nami deka hachi. Diktani arve psachem, samach lemincha lo yochal adam. Does v'lo ktani lo yochal v'lo yishta? V'yaf agav v'isa b'resh perek arve psachem, omar rava, mino amina lo, dechamra migrar gorir. So even though it says in the beginning of Arve Psachim that Rava said that, I thought I saw somewhere that was Rava, but no, it's Rava, yeah. That Rava said, how do I know that wine draws your appetite? It's not. Bein hakosos halalu imrotzu lishtos yishta. Ve'i omrit misad so'id ama yishta hako ochel lematzo achila gaso. So Rava's raya, Rava wanted to bring a raya that wine increases the appetite, because it says in the Mishnah that you can drink more wine between the first two kosos, right? So that was the first two. First two you can't. Which ones are?
Yeah,
that
would be between
Kiddush
and
Magen. I don't think you can then, right? Yeah. That's what it, after the second and the third.
But that's like
5 minutes.
Second, third, you could have a third, fourth.
No, the third is benching.
Second, third, during a meal.
But anyway, it's before matzah, though. He's saying it's before matzah. I don't have to check the Mishnah again. But anyway, so his raya is that it, that these are saying you can have more kosos before matzah. So he's saying, oh, but if you can't, but if it's going to fill you up, how can you drink it? Right, so that was his raya, that drinking a lot, that drinking wine increases your appetite. Right, alma the adam isa the misad soed, how have a mitzar milashtoso. Now his kasha is though that Rava held it was possible that wine could fill you up to the point where it would be usher. That was. The Rava is saying that if it wasn't for this Mishnah, he would say that you could drink, that drinking wine would fill you up too much. Right? But the Mishnah is talking about a lot. That's why it's okay. But a little, apparently, would not be okay. Alright. V'yeshlam v'deshani hasam shushosa b'ena kosas v'tekev ochel matzah. Kevin desar the fibu porta kishochel matzah b'samach ena ochel teyavon. Oh, kishosik kodem shtechshach mashaya in soed aleiv kvar ovar b'shoshu bolech matzah ela shemikomakom yeshul t'moa lamelo choshes rabbein elchtov svar satos. So that is the bother. Why he just rejects? Doesn't even mention the sheet of tzitzis. But anyway, that's what the Torah paskins. The Torah paskins. Amazingly. The Tor paskins, right, that you can drink any amount of wine you want. But it corroborates what we were saying. That the soed of yayin is not like the soed of lechem. It's a different kind of a soed. It's true, it's soed, but it's a different kind of a soed. It's not a soed that you're not going to be hungry to eat afterwards. Maybe immediately you're not going to be. Yeah. Interesting. But the Torah, the Mechaber himself, paskens like Tosfos. But, I don't remember the Shaar Tzion. He brings down a lot of sheets. Oh, this whole big focus. The Ram doesn't say anything special. They don't want to say he holds like the Torah. They don't mention it. They just mention eating. Yeah. All right, just thought you'd be interested in that. Okay. very sharp diuk in learning. It's a very sharp point in the Gemara, though. Very sharp point. Where's Max? What's going on here? Sharp point.
Where he's the diuk
from the Raya. The Raya is, because it says it's Megara. That's the only kasha. So then any of the side is a kasha. All right. So what do you say over here? What do you say over here? What's the pshat? Let's just understand the pshat in the Gemara first. Tell you, what's going on here? And what's the Gemara's kasha? What's this whole shakar v'daria?
They have to say that the Gemara doesn't really know whether there's a kafiyas suda on Yai. Because otherwise it just seems like a weird flaw. I mean, to say that really out front of the house, like when you first read it, it seems like it's saying, of course, you know, it's not most people aren't kafiyas, but some people could be.
Okay, so let's just say almost the obvious of here. Let's just to have it. Out as a subject to discuss, and that is that the Gemara is saying that for benching there's two things, right? Why there are two things is not clear, but for benching there's two things. One is, or for the chi of benching at least, right? One is soid, right, and the other is kvias. That it's something that people are kovei on. One is that it's soid, and one is that it's something that people are kovei on. Now, what does it mean to kovei on? What is it between soid and being kovei on? Kovi inshi sudo sayu. What would that mean? Just, and then Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak said, I'll be kovei sudo. What would he have done? What does it mean he's going to be kovei sudo? See, it's like where do you have a halacha where being koveya suda makes a difference? Sometimes being koveya suda does make a difference.
Pasta
bava kisnin, right? If you have pasta bava kisnin, which is a complicated question exactly what it is, but it's some type of mizonos bread-like substance that's not exactly bread, right? And basically people are not koveya suda on it. But the Gemara says, if you are koveya suda on it, then you do have to bench. Right? Then you do have to bench. So, it's not like a crazy question. Rav Nachum Reyes like was asking. Right? It does work by passive public kisting, you do say, if you're koveya.
What does it mean, koveya suda? I mean, if you sit down and have a single roll.
A what?
Whatever. Pasababa kisnin. Like a cinnamon roll or something, or a piece of pizza. But you're having it like as an established snack, like you're sitting down to have it, but it's not like a meal. Is that considered being kovei on it?
No. I mean, basically, kvia suda, by pasababa kisnin, is, I mean, plain shot, it's a good question exactly what it means. Somewhat of a machlokus, what it means to be koveya suda on it. But essentially it means you're making a meal out of it.
Like this is going to be one of your main appetizers of the day.
No, it's a certain quantity. But you don't need
anything else as part
of
the
meal? But that's the question. That's the machlokus. Whether it means you have to eat a meal's worth out of the possible vakistan, which would be like a box of donuts, right? Or does it mean you use it like a bread?
What does that mean? It's like a... Like you take a cake and then you put like deli into it or something.
Exactly. Part. You make it, whatever role bread plays in a normal person's meal, you substitute this mizonos for that, for the bread. You dip it in your soup. Whatever it is you're doing.
Pizza. I mean,
yeah.
Pizza. Yeah, pizza's interesting then.
You ever dip pizza in your soup?
Yeah. Well, that's different. Then they get into a little more complicated questions about what people generally use it for. But let's say we're taking possible kistin. We mean things that are not generally used and eaten as a meal. Generally eaten not as a meal. But now you are koveya on it. Yeah.
But so you take like pasta and then you sit down and eat it, and then you have like a lot of side dishes with it, so the whole thing constitutes a meal.
Right, but pasta is definitely not possible.
It's not possible because then?
No, because it's boiled. It has to be baked.
Okay.
Big city.
But it's very cooked. But, just take any
but I don't want to get into that machlokas. The whole big machlokas about that. But practical case where it comes up is at these weddings. Sometimes you go to a wedding and they don't really have bread at the table. You know, they have like a raisin nut thing. I don't know what.
Ridiculous.
You had bread, right?
Raisin nut things at your wedding.
That's one thing you know. If you go to Bar Park, there's going to be a giant challah roll on your plate. You know, but these fancier places, you get like breadsticks. You get funny things. Right. Question is, if you take that, let's say it's considered possible to kiss it, but you're now going to eat it with your whole meal. So do you say that's considered koveya suda on it? Or koveya suda on it means that you are koveya it as a suda. It's a question. It's a question. I mean, flame shot means you're koveya it as a suda. But Rav Moshe Feinstein is a tshuva that he holds the other way. He holds the other way. Some achron of the other way. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan holds it has to be the thing that you're eating. But it becomes a question in the achron. Rishonim are not clear on it. They don't ever exactly discuss
it. This is for which bracha? Bracha Rishonim or bracha?
Both. But anyway.
But the sign that holds you have to be clear through on it, like, means you have to have enough shear.
Yeah, because that's the case in the Gemara. I think that's the case in the Gemara. One mower was really hungry and he ate 12 rolls or something.
Well, it has to be. I mean, in this case, he's not using the wine.
Yeah, he was like 4 batesim or something. 3 or 4 batesim. But anyways, but what would it be over here? That's what I'm curious about.
He was just having enough. He's not using it as bread.
What does it mean over here? Does it mean you have a wine and cheese party? Or does it mean you sit down for wine? What does it mean he's going to be koveya his suda on it?
Maybe like he skips out on lunch.
It's mashma from the Gemara that he's not going to make a suda. I don't know. It's a confusing terminology. What does it mean if he says, I kova iluya si sudose mai? Whatever person is koveya suda on it. What does he mean? It means he's going to try to turn the wine into a ikker? Try to turn the wine into a meal? Or does he mean he's going to have a meal revolving around wine?
I mean, the terminology sounds like the second way.
Like the second way.
Because on it, you're koveya suda. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I know. I agree. That's a good question. But anyway. Anyway, what is the element of kvius? Why do you need kvius? Yeah, what do you guys say? What's the element of kvius for benching, for birkas hamazon?
Because birkas hamazon is like. The bracha is on the kvias of the achila. It's not like on any particular food. So unless you're really koveh yourself, then each food is treated as like a separate thing. In which case, they would just need their own brachos like the normal feel. But once you convey yourself, then it's not, it just, it all becomes like subsumed under a greater entity of like fias achila, and then the birkas malzim goes on that whole entity.
Well, let's say bread though. If you normally are kovei on it, but if you're not kovei on it right now, you
that's a separate inyan, right? That's like the pizza question. Okay. That's a separate question. If it's the practice and you're doing the strange thing,
okay,
that's a separate issue. But yeah, that might be midrabanan. But okay. Well, so what are you saying, Levi? It's on the kvias?
On the kvias of achila. So.
What does that mean, though? The benching is on the kvias of achila? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Benching on the kvias? What does that mean? And if you convey yourself and you didn't wind up not eating? Yeah.
So maybe you could say that even if you had kvias, it seems from the Gemara like it's an equation, right? Even if you had kvias but you didn't have zon, so then you wouldn't.
Well, then apparently it's butler dait ezachol.
Right. So I'm saying if you do kvias on something food which didn't have that property. So I was thinking maybe you could say that the machlokas maybe is that. Do you say that the bracha achrona is going to go on the properties of the food itself? In which case,
I don't know the first question. First, I still haven't gotten past the first point. What is the mechayev of birkas hamazon? What's the mechayev on birkas hamazon?
I have that included in what I'm going to say.
I don't want to hear it included in what you're going to say. I want to hear you say.
I think it's because kvias could be the. It's the realization of the properties in the food. In other words, you have certain elements that are there, right? And you could tap directly into those elements, but you could also turn those elements into an experience. So when those elements are used in that way, so that's the realization of the food and the way it was meant to be eaten. That's kvias.
Kvias.
In other words, you could have something which has zon in it, right? And you could just be eating it, you could be munching on it all day. Right? But you wouldn't say that it's necessarily a kvias. Or you could take that same thing and you could turn that achila on something which could provide the result of what you're going to do with kvias. You sit down and you're engaged in the thing to extract this thing from it, extract the nutrients from it. You know what I mean? Like it's an activity. It's an activity.
The activity is not extracting nutrients. Right? Come on over. We're going to have an extracting nutrients. Nobody would come. That's the point. So,
I don't know. Tapping element sounds fun.
Tapping and extracting. Yeah. It's like maple syrup. Yeah. But, it's too highfalutin for me. I need to hear more down to earth. What are you doing? You're sitting down in your what? Kvias, yeah.
Maybe you're like you're setting up your achila the way you're gonna eat in a way that you go into like thinking that it's gonna be like you're gonna be sovet. You're gonna be sovet.
Right.
Did I say it right? So like. With any food, like with grapes, you never go. You know, it's not like a food. You don't sit down and say, "Oh, I'm gonna be so well." Like, there's no possibility that you'd be satiated from that. But with wine, where it is solid, you know, so you can go into it thinking, "Okay, yeah, so I'm gonna be so." But in general, like you know,
so it's an interesting thing. I mean, it's a strange thing because we're saying so it is in terms of the after effect, right? But in terms of the chiyuv of benching, the chiyuv of birkas hamazon, it goes by the forethought, right? It's an interesting thing. It goes by how you relate to it before you engage it, and it's not enough that it has a certain effect on you after, right? But you have to set yourself for it, and it's that's a key element. Just trying to isolate the key element here. What the Gemara is saying, kafias, means that you need both. You need it to have an effect after, But it can't be that it just came upon you after. Had to be lichatchila like that. Had to be set like that, yeah.
So is it possible then that you could have a meal with bread and not consider that like the Yurko Vesud on the bread, then you would be chayav and benching?
But then you just butla dait ezekol adam. I mean,
can't just, like the nature of bread. You always sit down to be so.
Yeah.
You're saying it goes by your das before? I mean, doesn't the kriyas emerge on, I mean, I know you have to plan it, but isn't it more a result of, let's say, the chiyuv to bench? Are you saying it's dependent on your intent originally, or the result that comes out of that you were kovei asuda? I mean, I know that practically is in fact dependent on your das before, but it's not your das before that's mechayiv in the benching. It's
I'm not talking about what a person actually does. I mean, what does it mean, kviyas? Kviyas means that there's a certain awareness at the time that you're engaging in the thing. That was the sa'id was saying is afterwards you're reflecting back on it. But the kviyas is talking about how you relate to it while you're eating it. In other words, kviyas means mentally you're osek in it. That's what kviyas means. You break your kviyas, you may see achdas, I don't know, you question if you break your kviyas. Kviyas is a mental phenomenon. I mean, it's a psychological reality. It's something you do in your mind. You kovei yourself. Right? It's a designation. I mean, simply put, it's a designation. So, do people designate wine as a meal? But I'm saying that has to do with the way you look at the activity itself, as opposed to sa'id is how did it affect you, and how do you feel about it afterwards? Reminds me like the Kuzari says about the bracha rishona. You know, the bracha rishona, a bracha rishona helps you enjoy the food better. It says because every pleasure that you're prepared to receive, you enjoy more than if it just comes upon you instantaneously. But he has a deeper philosophical idea behind that. But the fact is true. So kviyas is in terms of how you relate. You have to be koveya yourself. Koveya what? I mean, you really koveya yourself to sit down and have this yayin. You are koveya on it. Yeah.
Well, sad is, didn't we say sad like an experience, like, oh, like this thing is your sud. It's going to be very filling. So you anticipate that.
Right.
You're kovei on that.
Right.
So in the way, like you're anticipating, oh, I'm going to be very full at the end of this meal.
Right.
You're kovei on the meal. So if wine is also a sud in that sense, you can have that experience like, oh wow, I'm going to have a cup of wine. It's going to be great. So there can be kviyas in that sense.
Okay. That's interesting. That's an interesting idea. In other words, Daniel was saying that the kviyas really emerges from the soyed. So then what's the Gemara saying over here? So what's the Gemara saying when he's saying that it's soyed but you're not koveya on it? So what's it saying? It's saying that it doesn't have enough of a soyed to engender this type of a reaction before. In other words, a shear and soyed, you're saying. That's something that's really soyed. Engages the whole person, right? But something that is true, yain is soyed, but it's not soyed so much. And the raya is people are not kovei on it, right? Yeah. So in other words, that's an interesting approach. So he's saying that the kviyas is a shear in the soyed, and that's what the Gemara is saying. That's true, but there's a shear of sevil. Not all svia is the same. What type of svia is mechayev in the benching? A svia that is so great that it's koveya its own entity of suda. And that's a good explanation to what his question was. And then he says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak thought different. He thought it's actually the actual kviyas, that's the machayev. So he said, okay, so what if I am koveya myself? Right? What if I'm koveya myself? So that's what he told him. He said, no. He said, it's an intrinsic idea of kviyas. And it's true, soid has kvias, right? But, in other words, what was his answer with Eliyahu? I think what he's saying with Eliyahu is like this. He's saying that, like we're saying now, that really there's a certain level of soid that is mechayev in benching. There's a certain level of soid that's mechayev in Birkas Hamazon. And Yayin does have some of it. Yayin does have it to some degree. But what?
I'm not sure how to quantify it, like what the level is.
I mean, but it's a strange thing. I mean, what is he saying? Is he saying he's misupping if he should bench now? Online? What exactly is he saying? So, you know, it's a strange thing. Is he saying that is Rava saying it's a suffix, and when Eliyahu comes, we'll understand the answer to the suffix? I mean, a suffix, then you should bench, no? Suffix deraisa. This is a you say this is the time when you do make a bracha if you misupik on Birkas Hamazon, right?
You would if it was a suffix.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you're not sure if you bench, you have to bench. But. But I think what he's saying is like this. I think what he's saying is saying the psak right now, we hold that what? That this is not the level of sviya that you need to bench. And it's not because, you know, that's the shock of a diary. He was telling him we're not koveya on it. Right? So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok thought that it means you need two elements. You need to have sviya, but you have to relate to it in a certain way. And he was just telling him, in general, people don't relate to it the right way. That's why, in general, we don't bench. But he said, oh, so if I do it, then what? Then I should have to bench. Or if somebody does it, he doesn't say I do it. If somebody does it, they should have to bench. So he says, no, you're misunderstanding what the element of kvias is. It's not like svia. It's not soid plus kvias. Every level of soed has a corresponding level of kvias. Okay? And he's saying, we are maskim that you need the highest level of kvias. The highest level of soed and the highest level of kvias. That's how we paskim. That's how we hold. Now, if you come along and are koveya on wine, like a normal person is koveya on bread, that's butla daita ezel kol adam. You can't just come along and change what the soid of wine is. That's not up to you.
Why is it butla daita ezel kol adam? Why isn't it just...
Because you can't...
That's
you can't,
corresponding fierce, and this isn't the highest level of fierce.
That's what he's saying. He's saying you can't change... He's talking in his own lashon. He's saying you can't change what the soid is just because you say, I'm going to really covey on this and really treat it like bread. You can't just take something and say, I'm going
to
make it like bread to me. Then you're butla daita ezel kol adam. Now, is butla daita ezel kol adam means as a reality that you're trying to change in your own mind. That's not how it works. But he's saying, if Eliyahu were to come and say that we're wrong and the level of soed is lower, then you'd be right. But we need Eliyahu to tell us that we're making a mistake in which level of soed we require. You understand? It's not that benching on wine is not a possible chiyuv. It is, because it does say achalta v'savata v'arachta, and there is a certain amount of soed and a certain amount of kvias on the yayin. The only thing is, we hold that we paskin that you need a greater level of soed. The soed that people are koveya on, as an ikr. Yayin does have kvias. Yayin does have some kvias, but he's saying you'd need Eliyahu to tell you that that's the kvias that is mechayev. Otherwise, you can't just change it. You can't just go on your own and change it. Yeah.
I like Eliyahu. Would you say he's kind of speaking like rhetorically? Like he's just saying the nature of the thing is such that you would need an event like Eliyahu telling you what the nature is in order to change it? Or is he saying literally Eliyahu could come and tell us? Because wouldn't you say just say that the nature of the thing is divine about what people do and that's not going to change?
No, because I'm saying that it's a question in order to say we know what people do, and that is not going to change.
Right.
Right. And Eliyahu is not going to make people change.
Right.
Eliyahu is not going to come and say, everybody, you've been fools. Wine is really bread. What are you guys doing over here? Right? He's not going to come along and tell people to be koveya on wine.
Right.
But he could say that you're misunderstanding the level of the mechayev of Birkas Hamazon. It's not the highest level of so'id and kviyas. It's even a minimal level of so'id and kviyas. And then you'd be right. Then we all be chayev.
I mean, the way there's the lashon, we seem to say, yeah. Eliyahu is going to come and tell us if it's kviyas.
Exactly. If it is the kviyas that we want. In other words, Eliyahu is not going to come along and change the phenomenon. Either people are koveya or they're not koveya. Eliyahu's not going to come along and say, you guys don't realize all this time you were really being koveya on wine. You just nobody realized it.
Koveya in Rav Nachman's terms, you mean?
No. See, that's what I think Daniel is right. So'id and koveya go together. Every so'id has a corresponding kviyas. And we're looking for the right kviyas.
Then what do you mean when you say that Eliyahu is not going to come and tell you that you're not being
koveya? He will tell you if this is the halachic kviyas that is mechayev of a benching.
All right, fine.
The Chum had an idea and they paskened. They took a vote and they paskened. But it's not an impossible interpretation. He's saying.
It seems like it's still suffic whether or not
it sounds like they still rested saying that it could be changed, that we might be wrong on this. It sounds like they were
still but they have to make a decision. Apparently it wasn't it's a difficult question how they came to a conclusion. But he's saying the way it's always been, Dori Doros, right, is are you there, Fshavs? We've been doing it for Doros that way. This is the accepted idea. That this is the accepted kvius that we need. Now, it's not like Eliyahu can come along and say you have to bench on water. No, but that's not a possibility because there's no level of kvius. But this does partake of kvius because it partakes of soul. And it's possible to say that is the kvius that you need. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna look at it like the phenomenon of kvius, and you're saying, well, people are not koveya on it, and I'm gonna be koveya on it, and Eliyahu will tell you if you are koveya on it, that's just not possible, right? But if you say that the so'id has a kvius, and then. But it's not the kviyas that we need. Of course, it doesn't have the highest level of soyed. Eliyahu could say no. Chalta v'savata v'rachta means any level of sviya and kviyas. And then we'll know halachically we were koveya the halachic kviyas that we were looking for. But by possible b'kisn is different. That's a different idea of being koveya. That's because you're changing the apparently over there. You're making it into a different type of a thing already. The mazon, the mazonos over there could really be eaten in two ways.
I mean, could be eaten in two ways. Different kinds of levels of soy, isn't it?
Right.
But the same thing.
Good question.
Seems that it's not that the side in possible isn't it's not within the nature of that. It's not the actual object. It's how you what you put your kviyas on it. You know, which is against.
Right. I'm saying it's not that way.
What happened to the object somehow? Like you said, what would that be?
Yeah. Let's hold on to this for a minute. Now, what do you say from the Rabbeinu Yonah? So what is Rabbeinu Yonah saying? I mean, so from this Gemara, it would seem you just can't bench on wine. I mean, I don't think he's saying it's a suffix. I don't think he's saying a yosei because it's a suffix. He's very strong. I mean, he says, Min Adin you should have benched. It's like a very funny thing. It's like, Min Adin you really should have benched. But for some reason, we're stopping you. Right? So therefore, if you did it, it's good. Because you really should have done it. The only thing is, we stopped you for some reason. Right? It's strange the way he expresses himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to be learning this way. Does not seem to be learning this way. Because this way of learning, I would say it's a whole question of whether it's shaykh to it or not. To learn the way I'm saying now, the maskana would be, it's just not the subject matter of benching.
Yeah.
But he's learning differently. Right?
Yeah.
So how is he learning?
That anything that's any soveya, you really should bench. But like the only thing that we, it was said that you have to bench on is at a certain point. Yeah.
It's interesting, there's a big machlokas in Rishonim. If you benched on a mizonos, when you should have said an alamechio. Will birkas on mizon cover alamechio?
You would think vade, right?
Tos says no. Benyonol says no. Yos says no. Even though Ma'ain Shalosh is a miniature Birkas HaMazon, but the original won't do for the substitute.
This post was all about Tamar and Gevan.
That he holds. I think he holds. He quotes, isn't he quoting Rabbeinu Tzarfas? I don't know exactly. I think he quotes the same Rabbeinu Tzarfas by the. By the Alamichi, I think it's also the French. Yeah, he says V'omer Rabbeinu Tzarfas Zal the Mehachash Ma'ina the Birka Shlosha Eina Poteris Me'ein Gimel V'imochol Daisa Okiyotzibo Acha Hamazon, because the Gemara says things you eat after the meal you have to make a bracha before and after. He wants to say he's talking about mizonos. So afishar bracha shalohi me'ein bracha birkas amazon, ein birkas amazon poteras oso. Dimi said the birkas gimel poteras me'ein shalosh. Lo hay lo lomar shivar chlacha. The Gemara should have said that when you have dessert, you have to make a bracha chron on dessert. That's the way he's learning this. The other Rishonim argue on what the case is, but he's learning it's mizonos. So he says it's a raya, since the Gemara says you have to make a separate bracha achrona on the dessert. It's a raya that benching birkas hamazon won't cover it. But it's just as Rabbeinu Tzarfas, I mean, that's what he said in Novia too, right? Yeah. But anyway, how is he learning the Gemara? It's interesting. I mean, he has a good raya from the Tamarim. I mean, you do see from Tamarim there's a case where you're not chayev Birkas HaMazon, but Birkas HaMazon will work. Right? I mean, that's a solid solid raya. It's a solid raya. Ram doesn't bring that down. Yeah. So what do you say? I mean, tomorrow I'm not even soy. There's not much soy.
You're not
soy? I don't know. Soy is just mezon zayin. I don't know. That. I mean, mozo.
It's got to be more than just zon, because everything is zon.
It's got to be more than zon. Well, I think Rashi learns that benching will cover will cover mezonos too. I mean, because Rashi just says mazon is mezon, mezon is also mazon. All mezonos is mazon. Gemara says mezon zayini, mezon zayini.
By the Talmud.
By the Talmud.
Because bread, even if you have a little bit of bread, right? Would they say it's soyed? You can a little bit of bread, it has to have a certain amount, and then it's soyed, right?
Well, that's midrabanan. We say a kizayis or kibetza is machlokas.
Awesome.
That's midrabanan. Midraisa is only if it's soyed. Midraisa is only if it's soyed. So this one seems like there are two separate elements, right?
Might be a little bit out there, but I'll give it a shot. It seems like Nekar didn't, like he's saying that anytime you're soid, I guess let's just call it,
right.
You're soveya and it's vechalav sevata verachta, so there's going to be a chiyuv to make this particular, you know, these brachos benching.
Good.
But they only affixed it to cases where there's a kfiyus of a meal in your day. So maybe the reason is that now they didn't just want to have this as a bracha ba'alma.
Right.
They wanted to affix this as part of your seder hayom, the idea of benching. And they couldn't do that on any was like a face on my sore?
No, I heard a funny noise.
Yeah.
What was that? Woman's voice?
Sound like a
little
kid.
Okay, go ahead.
Close the door. Okay.
It was a combination squeaky and a squeaky voice.
Oh, I didn't hear the squeaky voice. So maybe the idea is that they wanted to affix benching not only as like a regular bracha, but as part of the Seder Hayom. So for that, they couldn't just say every time you're satisfied, you do that. They have to have like a tie into the way you go throughout your day. So the only time you can do that is when there's a kvias of a meal. That's part of the way you go through your day. So that's the only time you can really do benching. So it's applicable when you're Saveya, but the way they instituted it was tied to meals that you bench.
How does he understand that people aren't
kovei sudan? So the question is, if I am kovei sudan, this is part of my personal avodas hayom, like my personal schedule of the day, so you can say it's part of my avodas hayom, but is it part of people in general? It's not clear.
What's Eliyahu saying?
But I hear what you're saying. The first part is good. That really soid. Really soid. Soid is what? Soid is enough for the Birkas HaMazon. If you soid, the Birkas HaMazon will cover it. Right? If you soid, the Birkas HaMazon will cover it. You saw it, the Birkas HaMazon. But if, but what? But really, Chayiv in Mayin Shalosh at that point. Yeah, Chayiv in Birkas HaMazon. Chayiv in Mayin Shalosh. Ala Peros. Ala Gevin. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, what's the difference between Birkas HaMazon and the main Shalosh? Right? The Birkas HaMazon is much more general. Hazon is Olam. The main Shalosh is isolating this specific thing. Ala Eitz, Ala Peros, Ala Michya, Ala Geffen.
I don't know if it's a good tour, but you can say that fits. That's on like the whole, like, you know, sustaining you throughout your day. But when you want to avoid that, you just go on the particular thing that you're eating.
Okay. Okay. But aside from your framework, what you're saying, let's take what you're saying though for a minute, that there is a difference between the Birkas HaMazon and the main Shalosh. That the Birkas HaMazon is really just on the phenomenon of Zon. Right? And the main Shalosh isolates the entity. It does isolate the entity. It would seem, right? It isolates the entity. Question of the Chasim of Al-Geffen, right? But the beginning is... Yeah. Interesting. So what's the difference? What's the difference?
When you said Al-Geffen is just Peros or whatever?
Right, always Al-Geffen.
I thought the Gra has it like both in the opening.
You also Peros in the beginning? Could be. So the Gemara is saying that in order to be Mevorech in the general sense, in order for that to be good, that for some reason is requiring Kvius. To be Mechayev in that requires Kvius. Otherwise, it has to still be related to the particular. Yeah.
If you're just eating like, the Tamarim, right? And then, like, you didn't have any kvias or anything, but then you get full, right? What would be then?
Yeah. Still all peros.
Okay. And you wouldn't fulfill your obligation if you said Birkas Mazon, right?
You would.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. You're not supposed to. You're never supposed to be Mavarech. Never supposed to do Birkas HaMazon on tomorrow, but if you do, you owe it.
Even if you're not Kaveh on it?
That has nothing to do with Kvias.
That's right. Kvias was saying is in terms of being Chayev in the Birkas HaMazon. Mm-hmm. But in being Yotze, it's different. Yeah. What are you guys saying, anybody? Not easy, yeah? So how could it be that the guy could be, that you could be Yotze in two different ways? I mean, what are the two different ways of being Yotze? What are the two different ways? Either in the general, Azanas HaKol, or what? Or Alaperos. It is an interesting thing. It is an interesting thing. In other words, it would seem like this, that the Birkas HaMazon is a general bracha on Hashem sustains the world, right? Providing mazon. That's appropriate, that a person can be mevarech when he is in a certain state afterwards. I'm going to try to think this through a little bit. In other words, let's say you just have peros that, like we said the other day, are not soyed. They're just take away your hunger. Okay? So certainly, the Birkas HaShevach afterwards must be on those things. Because there's no residual effect. In other words, you're not going to make the bracha on the Sviya. There's no Sviya. You have to be Mishabeach for the thing, for the object that you consumed. Right?
Couldn't you say it on the Zon? Not that because you abated your hunger. You're no longer hungry.
What is that, though? But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's no kiyam in the gavra of not having hunger.
Full,
there's no kiyam in the gavra in not having hunger. It's not a positive state. You have to have something positive to be mishabeach on. So since you were hungry and you're not anymore, you can be mevorech. There is a tziruf to the fruits. There is some tziruf to the fruits. Right? It's not just walking by fruits saying alaperos. There is a tziruf to it, but only as those particular objects. But if you're in the state of svia, now you're in a position to be mishabeach in a different sense. Now apparently you can be mishabeach in a different sense. I can't put my finger on it exactly right now. But the state of the gavra, now allows them to be mishabeach in a more general sense and still relate back to those to that particular entity. So now it turns out that there's two ways you can be mevarich when you have, let's say, wine. There's two ways you can be mevarich on it. There are two ways you can be mevarich. You can be mevarich in the specific, alaperos, alagefen. But since you're in a state of svia, you can also be mevarech in the general. So that's what he's saying over there. He's saying that once the Gemara says it's possible to be mevarech on wine, right, that shows that the gavra is in the proper state. Once the Gemara says that it's shayach to be mevarech, Shlosh brachos on wine, that itself is a proof that shevach will relate back to that phenomenon. Kvias has nothing to do with that. Kvias is like we mentioned before. Kvias is something beforehand. But the Birkas HaMazon, according to the way he's learning over here, is a question, will the general shevach of Hazanas HaKol be mitzuraf to the specific entity? That's only when the gavra is in a certain state afterwards. Of svia. Certain state of svia afterwards. So once the Gemara says that, he's saying that's absolute. The only thing is the Gemara says is a separate thing. That this great shevach we reserve for is reserved only for the epitome of the thing. Since it is general, it is limited only to the highest expression of this I don't know. I have to think about it a little more. What the kvias is? I mean, what the kvias is? Could be like you were something like you were saying the other day. Unless the gavra relates to it in the proper way, which is reflected by his kvias, it's not proper to be mishabeach. You have to relate to it a certain way. To can't just give. You have to be a certain. You personally have to have a certain attitude towards it. So he's saying if you're kovei, that's what the idea is called. But nonetheless, the bracha will work. It's a question of the machayev. In other words, there's two things. There is, will the bracha relate to the food I ate? So he's saying if the food doesn't give you the svia, then the only bracha that's appropriate is for the objects. Can't be mevarech on the state anymore. But just because it puts you in that, just because there is a state afterwards, that doesn't mean that there's a machayev. So saying there's another idea of Machayev. Not 100% sure what it is. I hear what you're saying, yeah.
Just maybe an idea on this, why sphere relates you to the general, because the general is an idea on this, like, God sustaining the world.
Correct.
So every particular food you eat, there's no idea in that, there's no positive idea in each particular food of the general sustaining of the food, because what you get the particular taste of this food and how it takes away your hunger in a particular way. When you have Sviya, it partakes of a general framework that a lot of different foods partake of. So once you're in that realm, now you can bless in a more general way.
How do foods take away your hunger in different ways?
What was that?
You're saying that all foods take away your hunger in their specific way?
There's no positive idea there that the eating of food will create.
There's no positive idea.
It's not clear. Let me think one more. It's not clear. I shouldn't have said it yet. It's not clear. Let me think.
He takes it back.
You're right.
But it would seem that's the approach they're taking. That minadin means to say, in terms of which bracha will relate to it, Birkas HaMazon will. And it won't, just for anything else. But the Gemara concludes, because the Gemara is only asking if there's a Mechayev. Once the Gemara raises that it will work, that's never going to change. Because that means that there's a certain state. And the Gemara never changes it. The Gemara just says, it's the forethought that you're missing. It never contradicts the original idea that the Soed will be Mitzdaref, the bracha of a zon is a call to the particular. It's only saying that the kvius is not enough, that there's no kvius to be mechayev you. I would say the kvius has to do with the state of the gavra too. It's an element of the state of the gavra, but maybe kvius. Maybe they're saying it's not proper to be Meshabeach unless you were Koveya first. I have to think about it. It's difficult to put your finger on it. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities of what it could mean. Plus, it's a very thorny issue, this whole question. Because the question of the Alamichia and what the Benjamin Koveya Alamichia is a whole big sugya. So, but it would seem that that's what... It would seem that's the way Rabbeinu Yonah is learning, and the Chachmei Tzarfas. Now, once the Gemara says, the question is, how will the benching relate to the particular? That's the problem. Alo Michya shows you, Alo Peros, that you have to relate to the particular. Hazonas HaKol is very general. It's the state of the Gavra that relates to the, that will help... That will relate to the particular in the general bracha. And once the Gemara says Yayin is soed and it can do that, and it only rejects because of the kvias, that's just saying lechatchila you're not supposed to do it, because you have to be a certain type of a gavra to be a mishabeach. Only if you are koveya for this. You can't just shevach. Just to give shevach is not. Giving shevach is always somewhat of a you need a matir. You can't just go ahead and give shevach. It's like this, the Gemara, everyone knows, you know, the guy who got up and started adding things into the first bracha, and he said, "Are you done? Are you done giving shevach?" You can't just. It's not something you can do casually. I feel that has something that's the idea. The kvius is that the gavra has to be. A gavra, you have to be kovei yourself first as a gavra. Then you're roi to be mishabeach. It's a question of whether you're roi to be a mishabeach. But the shevach is true. Whether the shevach is true or not doesn't mean you're always proper to do it. The kvias, it would seem to be, is a question of the gavra. That's something to think about. Okay, so let's pick up with the next sugya tomorrow. Think about this. If someone has a good insight, we'll discuss it.